Now for a story that hits close to home for WKMS. We've been somewhat of a second home to a Murray State student for the last 2 years who's overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles in her daily life. And as Chad Lampe reports, she had just one more hurdle before graduation.
Darlene Ray Jackson loves Murray State and radio, as you can hear in a quick sample of a couple of her Facebook Live videos.
So I just toured Nash FM Studios.
Here's my quick information about tomorrow. I will be on WHOP in the morning.
When I first met Darlene Ray shortly after she started at Murray State, she talked about her dream of becoming a country radio DJ. And while we don't play much country music, we thought we could help her with the radio part. So I connected her with Kayla Dunn, who at the time was producing the music show Rick's Kitchen Sink.
She's so smart, the way that she works. She comes up with ways to make things work whenever there's a challenge that's presented to her.
The challenges presented to Darlene Ray involve her cerebral palsy. There are a myriad of challenges she faces on a daily basis, but it doesn't prevent her from chasing her dreams. She's able to navigate most of her life's daily tasks from a motorized scooter, and that happens to be what her dad, Ray, calls her.
When she was a little, she was skinny as a skeleton, and she could crawl down the hallway faster than most people could walk. I mean, just wide open at a run on her hands and knees, and we just called her Scooter because she could move so fast.
Darlene Ray has scooted her way through her time at Murray State and has been referring to her last semester before graduation as the grand finale on social media. This was going to be a huge milestone. But things took a bad turn on November 28th. She was on her way home from a Murray State basketball game, crossing the street, when she was struck by a car.
It's that worst call you can ever get. You know, we just laid down to go to bed.
On the phone was a Murray police officer explaining what had happened. Darlene was hurt pretty bad, and her scooter was demolished. She's been in the hospital and now in rehab ever since the accident. Her cerebral palsy makes her recovery a bit more challenging. So she was going to miss the one thing she'd been looking forward to for so many months. Or so she thought. That's the sound of a professor's iPhone playing Pomp and Circumstance in a gathering place in the Murray Callaway County Hospital. That professor was joined by a veritable stage party of the who's who among Murray State University, dressed in their academic regalia.
Candidates for the baccalaureate degree, December 2017 graduation, Darlene Ray Jackson, magna cum laude.
She gets the same announcement every graduate did on Saturday. She's met with an obviously emotional president, Dr. Bob Davies.
Today we start 2017 commencement ceremonies for Darlene Ray Jackson.
I later asked Dr. Davies what he was thinking during that moment.
Well, Darlene is just a special person on our campus. She's the type of person that just brings out the best of everyone and everyone around her.
This ceremony not only came as a surprise to Darlene Ray, but also to her parents. Here's her mom, Sharon.
One day I went to her bed and she said, "Mom, I think we need to cancel everything." So she had come to grips with it, you know, that she knew that she wouldn't be able to go across that stage with everybody else. And so for them to come up here and do this for her meant the world to her and to me.
I now declare you a graduate of Murray State University. Please move your tassel from your right to your left. And if you wish, you may throw your hat in the air.
Now that Darlene is officially graduated, her plans are to recover, of course, and get back on track with her goals, which include getting a job, just like every other graduate. And she says this with all of her racer gear on.
My heart now is with the alumni of Murray State.
For WKMS News, I'm Chad Lampe.